What do you say?
I just want to make sure I knew what this is from. This is
here. Yeah, this is from a Sefer, which I'll show you right now. I think I once showed it to you.
No, I have it online. I can't make sure I know which one I'm using. Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, I found. So this is what the Sefer looks like. It's called Shi'urei Harav. Okay then? And what page was it? Kuf Tzadi? Oh, you don't need this. So I'll take this thing. But if anybody needs one, I have one here, or the original, whichever you like. Oops, sorry. Okay. Now, I had thought that I had a photocopy of another page that I wanted to give you, but of course... Wait, is John here? John left?
John
might be able to help me here.
Moresh's motion?
Yeah.
On the other side?
Oh, it's on the other side of your page? Oh, so this is really confusing.
What page Morris motion?
We have Kutzadi Zion on the other side of Kutzadi Vav.
Wait, just one second. Do me a favor, Yosef. If you can compare this to the page that Sammy got. Just make a comparison.
Same thing.
No, but it's not. For some reason, I made a mistake here. I don't know why.
Hold on.
So I don't know.
Pei Dalet.
So how many people have a page that has on the flip side Moresh's motion? Just one copy?
Oh.
Jeff, you have that copy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know what I did. You know, it was probably the first night of Slicha, so it was 2:00 in the morning.
We need Kuf Tzadi Zion. There are copies here of Kuf Tzadi
Zion. Right, I have two copies of Kuf Tzadi Zion. I don't think we're going to get to Kuf Tzadi Zion today. But we will get to the Moresh's Moshe, so if you can...
Okay, that's the other side of this.
Okay, yes.
I get it. What you need to do...
So wait a minute, Yosef, why do you need these two? They're the same, aren't they?
They're not the same. The other side is not the same.
Yeah, so the other side is, right now, is I'm going to keep it in my possession. I'll give it to you when it becomes relevant.
Okay, so these are identical.
These are identical, so you don't need two of those.
Right.
If anybody needs this, please. That's this. Okay, fine. Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin, if you have both sides of the page, with the Moresh's Moshe. And it should say Tav Shin Pei Dalet on it, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Tav Shin Pei Dalet. Okay. Jeff, do you possibly have your phone here? No.
Yes.
You do? Would you mind taping this? Because I don't know, my machine, I'm still trying to figure out when it works and when it doesn't work, so if you don't mind. Again, hopefully I won't have to ask you for it, so you'll just erase it, just in case. All right. My goal in this piece called the Moresh's Moshe, and I've been working on this for 2 days, and honestly, I'm not there yet, so I apologize up front, is to try to understand a machlokas here between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Prima God. Their machlokes revolves around the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And I'll mention what Rabbeinu Tam says, and then we'll try to figure out how Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood Rabbeinu Tam and how the Prima Gaon understood Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam makes a statement which you'll see if you open up the Daf Kuf Dalet on the base. It's the very last line on the page in Tosfos. And he says the following. Now, it says, time of the agro, we'll get back to that in a second. Mishum di of eno nidbak biyadayim ubishinayim v'chanichayim. So let me try to give you what I consider an unbiased translation of Rabbeinu Tam, you know, because I'm not trying to prejudice you to see it through the eyes of either Rabbi Akiva Eiger or the Prima God. What he's saying is the following. Chazal went very far, as you and I know. I mean, we've been living this for all our lives with Basar B'chol, with Gzeiros and Charchokis. I mean, it's just coming out of our ears. And we had long discussions, if you remember, about Halal HaShulchan. And we spoke about Maris Ayin, and it just never ends. In this particular context, the Gzeira is that not only are you prohibited from eating Basar B'chalav at the same time, even though there was no Bishul, right? Obviously, you're not cooking anything in your mouth. So you didn't do an act of cooking, but you're putting meat and milk in your mouth simultaneously. That's Asur. But in certain cases, you can't even eat meat, milk, and meat, bazach or zeh, one after the other. Do you hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Osei? We take this for granted, but it's lo pashut. Even if you were to put meat and milk in your mouth simultaneously, you would not violate the Isur Bishul, certainly not Bishul, but of Achil. You follow what I'm saying? The meat was not cooked with the milk, and you're just putting them together in your mouth simultaneously. Where's the Averius? That itself is Harachok. Now, on top of that, I'm going to tell you that if you eat meat, you can't drink milk, or you can't eat cheese afterwards. But that's another level. So here's where Rabbeinu Tam makes the following distinction, and he says the following: that what we're afraid of, I shouldn't say the word afraid, but the impetus, the concern of this gzeira of not eating milk or let's call it cheese and meat at the same time, or even to go a step further and say you can't even eat it bazech or zeh, is because of the nature of basar. What is the nature of basar? It's not that you swallow the meat and finito, geendik, you know, the story is over, but you're still eating the meat even after you finished eating the meat. What does that mean? It might mean one of a couple of different things. One, it might mean that the meat is stuck in between your teeth, the particles of meat stuck. It might mean that the particles of meat on your palate or underneath your gums. It might even mean that even after you eat your meat, you still have a tom of the basar in your system. I don't know what it means, but the bottom line of all that is that you're still in the process of eating meat, which, again, at the face of it doesn't make sense because I've already swallowed the meat, but there's still meat floating around. Like there's basar ben hashinayim and there's shuman, and maybe there's meat on your hands, you know, because the meat is fatty, and so, you know, if you didn't eat it with a fork and a knife, you know, you still got meaty hands. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says, Oaf, forget about it. Don't even consider any Harchakas, any Xeris when it comes to Oaf. Why? Because all those descriptions that we had for Nidbak, Biyada, B'Shena, B'Chenichav, all that Dibuk Chaverim, or a Dibuk, if you want to say, all that talk about a Dibuk, that only applies to Basar. It doesn't apply to Oaf. It doesn't apply to Oaf. I don't know, Sim. That's what I think is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Prima Gaon. I think. But I'm going to need your help on this. Because I think there are two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is that Rabbeinu Tam is describing a reality. The other way of saying it is that Rabbeinu Tam is taking a halachic stand over here, and he's saying, whatever nidbak there is, it's not enough to justify a gzera. Meaning, if I want to eat oaf and then I want to eat cheese, so again, if I eat it together at the same time, that's one thing. But if I'm eating the oaf after cheese, I'm sorry, if I'm eating the cheese after the oaf, let's talk about that case first, right? Then I have a right to say, well, you know what?
do me a favor here. There's no serious nidbak over here. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean, Rabbi? How can you say there's no serious nidbak? You just told me that if I eat basar, I can't eat oaf. I'm sorry. If I eat basar, I can't eat gvina. Ah, says Rabbeinu Tam, oaf is different. Why is oaf different? So again, one approach, Sammy, which I think is very valid, is a mitzias, and that is that it's not nidbak. And again, I have to admit that's what it seems to say in Rabbeinu Tam. The other approach is going to say that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean to say it's not nidbak, period. Rabbeinu Tam means to say that we don't have to worry about nidbak. We worried about nidbak in the case of basar. You can't eat gvina after basar. You're going to have to clean it out. Maybe you need to wash your hands, and you have to rinse your mouth, and you have to take a toothpick and get rid of the basar. All that. So what are you telling me that there's no gzera here, that we don't have to care about nidbak? The answer is oaf. Why? Because oaf is only durabon. And that's what I think. Again, I'm not convinced, but I think that that's the approach of the Prima Gota. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to look at this whole sugya, and he's going to ask himself, well, is it nidbak, is it not nidbak? I'll give you an example. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to know, what happens if I eat cheese first? Do I have to wash my hands? And Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to come up with the following conclusion, that in the case of gvina, it's nidbak. Why? Because gvina is no less fatty, I don't know, he doesn't say these words, but no less fatty than basar. And how could you possibly eat meat? And again, we have to see what we would say about chicken, about oaf, but how could you eat meat when your hands are full of cheese, so to speak? So that if we understand Rabbeinu Tam from the perspective of nidbak, kipshuto, and Rabbeinu Tam is saying that in oaf there's no nidbak, then Rabbi Kivega is going to argue that in the case of gvina, it is nidbak. So you can't just eat gvina and then take meat into your mouth. Why? Because you're stuck with a mixture of meat and cheese, because the cheese is nidbak. And again, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, he says nidbak or you're dying, which means that you need netilas, you're dying. So let me just point out one line in Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on this page that I gave you. He also quotes another Achron who agrees with Rabbi Akiva Eiger named the Toras Chaim. He was a big shot, one of the big giants. And they're going to say that, you know why we're going to be very makil in the case of oaf, is because of this Rabbeinu Tam that says that oaf ain't no nidbak, etc., etc. Oh, so he says the following. Lefi divrei Rabbeinu Tam, ein lechol oaf achar gvina. Now again, keep in mind that oaf is only durabana. So when you're eating the oaf after gvina, you could ostensibly argue that there's no issue. I couldn't care less. What are you? You're afraid of nidbak and all that. Oaf is only durabana. No. Ein lechol, I would have the word afilu oaf, achar gvina, below netila, without washing your hands. Kevan shaha gvina nidbekes biyodayim. Again, I'm going to read the key words here. And if I'm making a mistake here, please correct me, because I don't know. The way I'm reading it, ein lechol oaf achar gvina. Why? Why can't I eat oaf after gvina? If you would ask me, I would have said because oaf is only derabanan. No. He's saying you're not allowed to eat oaf after gvina. Forget about the fact that oaf is derabanan. That's a non-starter. We're not interested in hearing the words oaf is only derabanan. Forget it. Let's assume that oaf is d'oraisa, according to that sheet. I don't care. So why can't you eat oaf after gvina? And the answer is nidbak. Because nidbak. Because gvina is nidbekes biyadayim. Yeah. The whole approach here seems to be a mitzius, you know, a question of physical reality, meaning Rebbe Nitam should be taken literally at face value. Don't be mechadish kiddushim here. And Rebbe Nitam is asking a scientific question, so to speak. Is it nidbak? Is it not nidbak? Mm-hmm. Oaf is not nidbak. Gvina is nidbak. There's no special status to oaf in this whole constellation. Don't tell me that oaf is different because it's the Rabbon. I'm not interested in hearing that. I just want to know if it's nidbak or it's not nidbak. And the proof is that if he ate cheese and then he wants to eat chicken, so what's the gefer lechazach over here? In the worst case scenario, violated the Rabbon name. That's not a relevant question here. The question is nidbak. And if it's nidbak, we need netilas yadayim. And gvina is nidbekes. That's what I see here in this understanding of Rabbeinu Tam.
This is Rabbeinu Tam.
This is Rabbi Kivega's take on Rabbeinu Tam. He's about to quote a prima godim who has a different take on Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabosai, give me a knee-jerk response to the following question. What would be if I want to eat venison, which is called chaya, and after that I want to eat cheese? What would Rabbeinu Tam say about that?
Nidbak.
Nidbak, for sure. You can't tell me that venison is less nidbak than a piece of steak. I won't buy into that. I will admit to you that there's a fundamental difference between steak and venison, that steak is d'oraisa in Basa Mecholav, that's called gedi, whereas venison is a chaya, is the Rabbanan, because the same Rabbi Akiva who says that Oph is the Rabbanan says the chaya is the Rabbanan. But if we're not dealing with the Rabbanans here, and that's not the element in the equation here that's going to make a difference, it's all totally a nidbak. So then let's say I would argue that basar behema, in the case of bakar and so on, it's basar ben ashinayim. You know, inevitably there are parcels of meat that are stuck between the teeth. What's that called in English? Well, not parcels, whatever.
Particles?
Okay, I thought there's another word. Anyway, so the same thing is going to apply to chai. And if the purpose of getting rid of these particles is because it's stuck between your teeth, then there's no difference between basa behema and basa chaya. I would have said that the oaf is different here in Rabbeinu Tam because oaf is the rabbanan, but that doesn't appear on the radar screen. Nowhere does Rabbeinu Tam say a word about the fact that oaf is the rabbanan. And therefore, I would put oaf in a different category than chaya. That's the same way that Rabbi Kivega is saying that gvina is in a different category than oaf, such that you need netilas yadayim to get rid of the nidbak after you eat gvina, even though you're only eating oaf afterwards. So the same logic should apply if he wants to eat chaya. That he would need to worry about nidbak, biyadayim, bishinayim, ubichanichayim, and he's going to need whatever he's going to need. He's going to probably need a whole bunch of things. He's going to need to wash his mouth out. Maybe he'll need to use a pick, you know, make sure he has no basar ben ashinayim. He's going to have to wash his hands because they're full of shamnunis and basar.
So this is not a level of that we're afraid. We know that it's stuck. So you'll be eating together.
Right. And oaf is not stuck. Oaf has a different density and it's not stuck. That's what it seems to me that Rebbe Kivega is understanding of Rebbeinu Tam. And I'm not faulting him because I do honestly believe that Rebbe Kivega is reading the words of Rebbeinu Tam. And Rebbeinu Tam says, don't worry about oaf. Why don't you worry about oaf? Because you're eating oaf and now you want to eat cheese, but the oaf is not nidbak. He doesn't say don't worry about oaf because even in the worst case scenario he'll be violating a derabbanan.
Yeah, that's not the point.
That's why I think beyond the shadow of a doubt that according to Rebbe Kivega, if you were eating chaya, which is clearly nidbak, then he would need, even though Chai is the Rabbanan, he would still need all that's involved. That's what I think. It's up to you to decide whether you agree with me. I mean, this article here, which I gave out, is on the other side of the page. He doesn't even mention Rav Akiva, let alone the Prima Gadim. Now, the Prima Gadim, which is called the Rosh Yosef, that's his commentary on Shas, in this case on Chulin.
Rosh Yosef?
The Rosh Yosef. So he says that this whole business of Oaf is different, which is called the Bryce of Agra. Agra was Zotana. And he says, don't worry, in the case of Oaf, it's called Nechal Bafikorin. That's all because Oaf is Asur Durabana.
But everybody holds it Oaf.
Well, not everybody. In fact, this Tosis here, if not for the Shach, this Tosis, Dibra Maskil Oaf, seems to indicate that we pass in that Oaf is Doraisa. But that's a different discussion. I don't want to get off on a tangent. He says that why do we wait after Oaf? The only reason we wait after Oaf is because we pass in that Oaf is Doraisa. And the Rosh Yosef, I think, is pushing this into Rabbeinu Tam. Now, before this line in Rabbeinu Tam, you see, we've been analyzing this line in Rabbeinu Tam as a separate entity, you know, as if we cut it out, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But if you follow the flow of this Tosfos, Tosfos has a kasha. His kasha is, why is it that Agra and his Braisa said that an Oaf is Nechal Dafi Korin? That with regard to Oaf, we don't have to make any kinds of hefsekos, you know, between Oaf and Gvina. Why didn't Agra and his Braisa, why did he mention Chaya? That was bothering Tosfos. So Tosfos says because we generally eat Oaf. Chaya is not usually eaten and it gets dropped out very often. The Chaya shouldn't get insulted, but we drop it very often. And he proves it because the Gemara earlier, when it talks about what's the Raisa and what's the Rabban, it only mentions Oaf. It doesn't mention Chaya. So the fact that Chai is the Rabban is only going to come up at the end of this parak on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Prima Gadim thinks that Rabbeinu Tam was not satisfied. He was not a happy camper. He didn't understand why Agra left out Chaya. Why did he only say that Oaf is Nechal Bafi Korin? Since the whole enterprise of Oaf is the Rabbanon, and therefore we don't have to make all these harchakos and chumros, then we should logically apply the same yardstick to Chaya. Why do you leave out Chaya? So Rabbeinu Tam was not satisfied with Tosfos' answer that Chaya is low matzah, you know, low mishkachas, like who eats Chaya? And, but I'm just curious, how many people, if you're willing to answer this question, have ever eaten venison? I ate it once in my life.
Yeah,
in La Marais in Manhattan. But I wasn't paying the bill. I want you to know. I couldn't afford the bill. Somebody treated me. So he says to me, try venison. I hated it, by the way. I couldn't get it down. I didn't want to insult my friend because he was so excited that he...
It was tough.
Very tough. Yeah. Very tough. Yeah. So if there's something called nidbak, you know, I think Chaya is even more nidbak than Basa Behema. I don't know. But according to the Prima Gadim, Rabbeinu Tam is not in luft. It's not an independent statement. You should see it in context. Tosfos before raised the question as to why the Bryce of Agra that said that Basar Oaf is Nechal Bafikorin, Afikorin means Behefka, you don't have to worry about any Hefse. Why didn't the Bryce of Agra mention Chaya? Because Chaya is no less the Rabbanan than Oaf. And Tosfos came up with this very dochuk answer that it's lomish kachasle. You know, very often the Gemara leaves out Chaya. Says the Prima Gadim, Rabbeinu Tam is coming to address exactly that question. And here's the structure of the approach of the Prima Gadim. He wants to say the following: when the Rabbanon had to analyze or enact or decide whether or not they want to make these zeros that you should separate between, even though you're not eating them together, you should separate it somehow between the basar and the gvina. I'm using the word basar in a generic sense. So they needed to create a criterion, and they're quite right. So the first element in the equation was: are we dealing with oaf, or which is the rabbanon, meaning let's first clear the pathway. The answer to the question as to whether or not the Rabbanan can go that extra step, that extra mile, and say that you can't eat it bozech or zeh without X, Y, or Z, right? That the answer to that question is going to first be, is it d'oraisa the Rabbanan? But the Rabbanan went a step further, and they asked the second question. They said, it's not enough. Don't just tell me that it's the Rabbanan. You got to tell me more than that. You got to tell me that it would be almost meaningless to ask for these kind of activities, these actions, these pulot between one and the other, between the fleshiks and the milchiks. So therefore we need, so to speak, tarte litevusa, meaning why is it that Agra came to the conclusion that with regard to Oaf, we don't need any hefsekos, right? It's because when it comes to Oaf is considered